The show sometimes has inappropriate language, and I'd like to dedicate this week's episode to Josh Ozarski, a.k.a. Mr. Cutlets.
Life is too short for platonic romances, savory desserts, and second-rate pizza.
There. That's right, and it is Gunwash News time. We are here at Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn. It is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Daniel Albrigo is an artist, tattooer, traveler, and very interesting person. We're going to find out a lot about him coming up tonight on Gunwash. That's coming up right now.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Welcome.
What's up?
Everyone here.
Hello.
As we should.
Yeah. Armando here, chilling.
Present.
Taking it serious. This is Gunwash Radio. We are here. You know we are here every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. And we are live here at Brooklyn. We are proud broadcasters on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. And we have Mr. Daniel Albrigo here tonight in the studio. Welcome, Daniel.
Heyo.
Say hello. Hello, everybody.
Hi. How are you?
Armando says I have an eye contact problem. I'm going to try extra hard this week make eye contact with
just
everybody.
Too much just or too you.
No, I look into the air and not I do not connect with the people in the studio. But tonight I'm going to try extra hard, especially since I know Daniel is no stranger to radio. He's been on XM.
Yeah, we're better than Sway.
Yeah, he heard that you were on Sway.
Sway's got the answers. I don't care what Kanye says.
Fair enough. Well, listen, for those who would like to call in, you know we appreciate that. 718-497-2128 is the place where you can find us, and we are, of course, always available on gunwash.com 24/7. You can just go there and click anything, and we will be available to play for you.
So one of the girls that works here at Roberta's, she was like, my friend from high school posted on Facebook a link to last week's episode and said, another classic episode.
Another classic. See, we make instant classics. So you
instant classic.
Yeah, so you need not be afraid, Daniel. We are here making great stuff.
I smell another one coming, too.
So I'm going to I'm actually a groomsman in a wedding. I told you this earlier, Daniel, and I have a wedding in Sonoma, I don't know, some Napa, some shit like that. And I ordered a tuxedo, and the tuxedo doesn't fit.
Well, you should have got it tailored.
No,
didn't try it on.
We did it online, like one of these like startup. Like it was like a startup. Like it was like measure it yourself. And, like, this is how you measure it. And I, like,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, the joke's on you, man.
Yeah, it is. It is on me, and I just wanted to share that with you because I earlier felt kind of like shitty about myself that I had not.
Well, it's gonna cover all your tattoos.
Yeah. Well, that's important for weddings. So listen, we have a lot to talk about with Daniel. I hope, Daniel, that you will. Open up to us because I know that you're...
Oh, wait, before that, I have to do this.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants.
It's Bonnie! Yeah, I like Bonnie Plants,
man. She grew.
Yo, I like Bonnie Plants. That's one of our sponsors. Yo, Bonnie.
The plant.
Yeah?
I want to buy some Bonnie Plants.
I support that greatly here. Oh, by the way, that reminds me, before we go to Spliffington, donate, heritageradionetwork.org. That is the way you help us bring more content to you. And without further ado, we will go to the one Herbert Spliffington, and we will be back shortly with Daniel Albrigo here on Gunwash.
Now this is for the people and who love to don't want other people near. When they're not better for them. So when you see them up in here, this is an hour watch for them. Just tell them what? Boy from Portmore said that.
Yo, this is Troll Spice, and you're listening to Gunwash. Just throw them now, say them with me back.
Now this is for the people, them who love to dump for other people. So when you see them up in here, this is an hour watch for them. Just tell them what? Had a boy from Portmore said that.
Enough of them out, then I go like that throw ya. Hey. Just throw them now, say a them would wait for. Hey. So when you see a hypocrite and backbiter, hey, put on your screw face and sing that throw ya.
something when me could never yet understand. Why some suck love carry man especially when them buck up competition. I saw them get the girl, but that totally wrong. I feel the woman them all up in a mix up. Them from me life when dog mingle and ticks up. Who was that cold pan chest where we fix up? Them flex broke down, I want fix up.
Watch out, hey! Frisco say a beer juvenile run downtown. Run downtown, run downtown. Some big boy never hear how a Winchester sound. How it sound, how it sound. They never witness a man get gunned down. Get gunned down, get gunned down. Cause a beer juvenile run downtown. Run downtown, run downtown. Watch out, a beer young toddler. We have a stop shot and when them boss say them gonna go ta-ra-ta-ta-ta-ta. Oh, well them is, well that doesn't matter. When them rock and pop off flow. See a city scatter from Peter Pan. Say look ya, Frisco water Aka. If them boy they ever stop ya, a gunshot fire. Them boy like Corella, Wicked and Castella. Now bet them when them finger pan the trigger. Remember a beer juvenile run downtown. Run downtown, run downtown. Some big man give a yes banglas Winchester sound.
Yes,
takes the motherfucking killer with Gunwash Radio, and we're out here.
Yes, I do miss Cakes. I want him back very, very soon. Welcome to Gunwash. Thank you for joining. Get with it.
That was a great song.
You know, we are lucky. It was a great song. And we are lucky to have Daniel Albrigo here because we just caught him. He's about to move back to his hometown of Los Angeles. I know earlier you said... Where in like if someone says they're going to Los Angeles, you right. say where, and they're like LA, and you're LA. Like, no, it's so
no,
big.
No, where in LA?
Yeah, because it's interesting. When I was when I came to see you at the tattoo shop, you were talking to Rada's friend Linda, and you had mentioned that literally you, in a granular level, you grew up like literally near each other.
Yeah.
On like a, so, but that's important to people in LA. Whereas I see it as like, well, that's LA. It's
yeah.
a city.
Well, I mean, it's too big to be just Los Angeles. You know, if you're used to it on a county level where it's 50 miles, 100 miles radius.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's 50 or it's 100 miles?
Los Angeles County, where people say they live in L.A. Like, I grew up in Pomona, which
right.
is about 45 minutes east of Los Angeles. And
okay.
I tell people I grew up in L.A.
Right.
Because it's in L.A. County, so.
Well, interesting. Sometimes I tell people I grew up in New York, but I grew up in Jersey. What's up?
Well, you kind of did grow up in New York.
No.
That's when you
yeah.
kind of builded yourself
that's
and molded
like,
yourself.
No,
well,
it's I
like
mean,
me saying New York with the Long Island thing.
Well, no, but also, but I came here, well, we both, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
we're both from the suburbs.
Exactly. But I'm not ashamed of that.
Where are you live in L.A.?
Yeah, you. Where
oh,
you
me? To? I'm Long Beach, California.
Dude, he's a cool guy. I was told, actually, that I...
LBC, man.
Yep. I do, like, surf casting, so I go fishing on the beach over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to this guy, Jeffrey Hicken, who's from L.A., born and raised. Real fucking, like, tough guy. Like, rides across the country on a motorcycle and, like, big dude. Like, real fucking cool guy. And I was like, yeah, like, what beaches you go to? You ever go to the beach in the summer? He's like... Because he's over here now. He's like... Dude, there's no beaches over here at all. Is that like really? Is that the sentiment? Like, do you come to New York beaches or like Eastern Seaboard and you're like, eh?
The beaches that I've loved out here, Asbury. We spent a lot of time in Asbury Park.
That's cool.
That's a beautiful beach.
Hey, listen, Jersey. That's where I'm from.
We did, Rada. What was that beach?
Which beach?
I met you. Yeah, Fort Tilden.
Oh, Fort Tilden.
We did Fort
great.
Tilden
yeah.
a couple of times, like the last time of the season. Actually,
I like that beach.
It's real nice.
Do you think
topless?
I was gonna say that joke, but I was waiting for someone else to say it.
No, I like the topless beaches. I mean, I sometimes I feel like if I'm out there and it's kind of like it's almost like we're not naked.
Well, you know why I like that beach? Because it's a little bit more private. I don't see that many people trying to go, be like, oh wow, I want to go see your boobs.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like it's pretty chill.
Very private.
Nice.
That's all me.
What's up?
Very private. Yeah.
So do you think you'll miss the Eastern Seaboard at all when you go over there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you will,
yeah.
right?
I'm not leaving because I don't like it here.
No, I understand.
Yeah, so. I still love it here. That's why I'm leaving.
Yeah. Oh.
I want to leave while I still like it.
On a high note.
Exactly.
Okay.
Imagine having to leave because you have to leave.
See,
that would
but
suck.
I... Maybe... See, you know what? Maybe it's... Maybe... Maybe it's the California thing. I know you were born and raised out there, but I think over here we like to suffer in a weird way. Yep. I know that's a cliche thing to say.
I know you do.
And I think it's like then get out of here. It's like, no, I got to stay and like suffer and
I got to stay and suffer through the next winter.
Yeah.
And then the summer, and then I'm going to complain about it.
He was saying that he's not really good with the winters over here.
I'm not, me either.
I don't know.
And I'm from out here, and I am not weatherproof.
See, yeah, that's a rarity though. Most people that live out here that I've talked to, I feel like they say they enjoy the season. They need the season.
Not me.
Nah. You know, it's interesting. My friend Jack Manhattan, this is a guy who's like four generations native New Yorkers. He's very, very proud of it. Very, very.
Yeah, he like takes pictures of the sewer caps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's covered in his head to toe in tattoos that are all New York based and stuff like that. And I told him that I was like, I think I want to get Frosty the Snowman tattooed. Because I really, and it's not a cocaine reference, I really, really like snow.
Love the snowman.
Yeah, and he said, I fucking hate snow, and I fucking hate you for liking snow. Jeremy, like that.
That's my boy.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But,
so Aaron, has he tattooed you?
Yeah, Daniel tattooed me one time.
Person?
Oh, Jack is, Jack. Yeah, Jack is speaking into the mic over there. He's in the booth. We have.
He's in the eye of the sky.
So remember earlier you got an email about the show?
Yeah.
From Odetta. Odetta. Yep. That was from Odetta right there.
Hi, Odetta.
And then Jack.
And Jack is in there.
He's like fearless leader.
And I'm in here.
He's
and
Boris.
I'm also here with.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden?
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You saw what they did there? They said app and they said absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a copywritten joke.
Absolutely. All right. Doot, doot. Okay, so yes, Daniel will be leaving New York, the East Coast. He'll be going to LA to focus on his art again, as well as continue tattooing, which is what he does for a living.
You know what I just found out? That kid that tattooed my thigh, kid John.
Oh, he was at, yeah,
he
yeah,
worked
yeah.
Over where you worked at, I'm not sure.
Three Kings.
Sultana?
John Lopez, he was an apprentice over there.
Oh, okay.
I don't
and he
know.
Tattooed my like
Jehan.
Yeah,
with that's my boy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I say John, but he writes it with like a J H.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my dude.
How long were you at Three Kings Tattoo?
I was there for five years.
Oh wow. Okay, so you were there for.
I was there a nice big chunk of
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that, what's the longest you've worked at one shop?
5 years.
Okay, so that was your shop.
That was it.
A good run for you.
Yeah.
When you got there,
uh-huh.
Were you? This is at what point in your tattooing life were you when you got there? Emotionally, were you like, I'm like good now and I'm starting to discover myself? Or were you like, all right, like this is, you know what I'm asking?
Yeah. It took a few years after getting to New York to kind of figure out what that was, what that meant, like how to be myself, how to be genuine through tattooing. Because, yeah. You know, there's like an image that you have to uphold. You have to do a certain type of thing to fit in to do the thing.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess.
So, I had gotten to the point where I just at all cost it meant I had to do whatever I wanted to do, and if it meant I had to lose some customers over it, then I was all right with that. But ultimately, I think I had a stronger base because people knew they were getting something unique.
Is that and are you like, were you when you got to New York, were you already at the point where you were like, listen, I kind of do what I do, or were
no.
you still yeah.
No, when I moved here, I had to. I was working for Troy Denning at Invisible NYC.
Legendary tattooer.
Legendary. He's the dude. So, but because it's a rather private shop and it doesn't have tattoo shop sign, doesn't...
Sure.
It's not... At that time, it wasn't really walk-in heavy. So I couldn't really make it there. I couldn't really survive. I had to go do guest spots elsewhere to then pay rent here in New York.
Could you not survive because you weren't there yet?
No, I couldn't survive because New York is a huge beast and you have to do something very special to stand out here.
Yeah, that's very true. As we all know... We're all trying to be special.
All trying to be special.
We're not very... I mean, I guess we're special in our own ways.
But it took a couple people telling me that, you know, maybe take a few chances to, you know, try something new, change it up. So I stopped using... You know, I just started doing black and gray tattoos. I used to do a lot of color tattoos in California.
Yeah. And so you kind of only
I just
do black
stopped.
And gray? Yeah.
No, I just stopped. Anytime people say color, I just say, no, I don't do that.
Oh, interesting.
What's the difference?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, yeah, not everyone in here is like a tattoo.
Like, I don't
person.
Know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just that.
What's a tattoo?
A tattoo is something that's way overrated.
Okay, cool. Excellent.
Show's over.
Yeah, no.
Boom.
No, no, but, okay, the difference between a color tattoo is that
a tattoo that has color or a tattoo that just has black pigment or watered down black pigment, which gives a gray look.
Yeah.
And most of the time it has kind of an illustrative look, and the color tattoos have like a very, maybe like print or, you know, wood block or like a very heavy, you know, has a nice solid look.
But why would somebody choose to like do one or the other?
Oh, this is great. I love how like he's asking questions.
Oh, well, I mean, it comes down to, you know,
what you want.
The first part of your career, if you want to, you know, pay your bills and stuff, you kind of have to do whatever comes through the door.
Right.
But then it gets to a point that you can either continue to do anything that comes through the door, or you could choose to do what you want to do.
Yeah, but when do you... But, hey, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, I was... So you do a mix of black, heavy black, and gray wash, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, I think most people would just say black and gray tattoos.
Right.
Just, I mean, you know, just as simple as that.
Yeah. When you had to do a lot of the stuff that just came in the door, walk in, so to speak,
yep.
Was there anything that was like kind of you had to do over and over and over again, or was it really mixed?
Well, yes and no. There's a few themes that you would see a lot, and it usually would change year by year.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
Sometimes.
I mean, not sucks. You know what I mean? Like, it's like predictable.
But it has to do with who's in the media and who, like, for instance, Rihanna just got this tattoo on her sternum, her lower sternum, done by a friend of mine, and now it's a really hot spot for a tattoo. Right underneath the boobs, like the upper stomach on girls. Like, you know, you could scroll through Instagram and every 10th tattoo is going to be a sternum tattoo. But it starts with one person or 10 people that have it, you know, and then it starts onto a trend. So year by year, it kind of changes. So when I was doing walk-ins first in New York, there was a lot of the feather turning into the bird, the exploding feather turning into the birds.
Oh my God.
We hadn't really hit the invisible, or sorry, the infinity symbol with the other word in the bottom. You know,
do you think
came like after I stopped doing walk-ins. So year by year, there's like a new kind of bullshit trend that catches on and people think it's original because they found it on Pinterest or Tumblr.
Sucks,
or
though.
And they're like, but this is original. I mean, sure, a million people viewed it, but this is my concept. Is it?
No, it's definitely
like that,
not.
It's like that trend when people were tattooing like their finger.
And that started with Rihanna, too.
Yeah.
Fucking Rihanna.
I know,
dude,
man.
She's ruining
it. She's killing it.
You know what else she's ruining now? Blunts.
Oh, really?
Because she went to like the Met Gala with a fucking blunt.
Oh, what
like,
a come fucking on. Idiot, dude.
Now blunts are done.
The mink coat was terrible. I'll fuck with the blunt, but the mink coat I don't fuck with.
Oh, yeah. Daniel like fucks with the internet heavy, guys, by the way.
That's dope.
He's into it. This is interesting. Jack. He's really good at Twitter and like really like uses it in a wise way. So we have like a Gunwash Twitter and like they were like Aaron, like Aaron the Twitter, and like I got fired from Twitter like the first day.
Yeah,
because I would just write like, "Yo, hey,
I'm on a string with the Twitter. I'm on a string with the Twitter."
Oh, Armando's really good at the Twitter,
but
he got,
I'm like almost gonna get fired from it.
No. He got like American Airlines to tweet back at us and stuff like that. Great
I mean,
stuff.
That's the thing. Companies, it's in their interest to reply to people. So,
I guess,
so you can get replies out of really, like, Grubhub was tweeting at me for about a month, and I told them I didn't like their jokes.
Oh,
and then
that's a great tweet. That's
and then
like
they
Armando
said that
tweet.
They fired their intern because I said they were making enough bad jokes.
See, he has a multiple. See,
I'm
he's
I'm
really
a
made
tweet
for this.
At Grubhub right now.
At Grubhub.
And be like, how? Yeah.
Mono's like, I'm available for hire.
Exactly.
Got great jokes on Twitter. But like as a tattoo artist, you kind of have to show your work online, right? I mean, that's a part of it.
Oh man, does it fuck up everything?
What, showing work online? Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have to. Again, I have this theory that if you were tattooing before, or if you were around before the internet got huge, you don't have to like.
Right.
You don't really
you
have
already,
to put work out there because there's magazines that contain your work. People know you from a pre-internet day. Where if you come now, there's so many people trying to do it that
like Aaron.
You have to do something a lot different to stand out. Like you really have to, strike something pretty bold and unique to stand out nowadays. Where pre-internet, there was maybe 100, 300 people that were recognized. Where now it's like there's thousands and thousands that you have to keep up with.
Yeah, you could. It's a little like lost. There's a little magic that's lost in the sense that like you can just like there's so many people doing it, but like. Like a question like related to like the color and the black and gray stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, did you find like at what point did like the sailor stuff hit again? And like, did you find like solace in that, or were you more like going to your? I feel like it really hit like hard in the last like 5-6 years.
Well, I guess being in the kind of middle of tattooing in New York,
it's all heavy tattooing and really bold tattooing like that, sailor style tattoos, has always been popular in New York, but with the birth of Smith Street Tattoo and those, you know, four people are really doing amazing work, and because of that, a lot of people are mimicking it, and a lot of people want that also, you know, and not to say that they're the only people doing it, but
what makes those four guys special? I mean,
they're just really fucking talented.
Yeah.
They're really talented, and they say no more often than they say yes, because they know that people are trying to take their hard work and pass it off as, you know, just tattoo trend.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, I've noticed a lot of people on their Instagrams, they're not putting their best work out anymore. They're putting more normal work and more work that you can still appreciate, but they're not giving tricks away anymore. Because if you put your tricks out there that same day, somebody else is trying it on their client, and they don't even give you one day to like live with something you created. They are like, I'm gonna try that, and I'm gonna do that today, and I'm gonna give this tattoo away for free so I can do it, and I'm gonna post it on Instagram.
It made me feel bad for fucking.
I mean, I'll keep it real at all costs.
Yeah, I mean,
you
listen, that's
you
it,
gotta
yeah.
You have to.
Hey, update. Amando just tweeted at Grub Street, which means he's really.
A lot more to learn from Daniel, learning a bunch, and we should talk about art as well when we come back.
And before that,
could an app be the answer to a better garden?
Absolutely, motherfucker!
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's
motherfucker.
The new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plant.
Bonnie! That's right, we are sponsored by Bonnie here on HeraldRadioNetwork.org. Make sure you tune in every day, 24/7, we're playing Talk About Food here. All locally sourced and organic. All right, we'll be... Yeah, hey, what's up? Hey. We will be back shortly on Gunwash. Mondo, I'll get to that question in just a moment. Please tune in, gunwash.com. Live calls are 718-497-2128. Daniel Brigo live in studio. We'll be right back.
What it really takes to make them be a shatter. I know some boy in the north. We find out them a big weight matter. I know some boy in the north. What it really takes to make them be a shatter. I know some boy in the north. We find out them a big weight matter. Imagine this little gun back patter. Them some shatter, she really this matter. Before that, them find your body in a gutter. Long time we know enough for them a foot shatter. Man a head shatter, in the left boy the platter. One down a bush car, go check anti-gata. And a drive by the window, play chain a maca. Who wanna qualify for the matcha? I know some boy in the north. What it really takes to make them be a shatter. I know some boy in the north. See them find out, them a big weight matter. I know some boy in the north. What it really takes to make them be a shatter. I know some boy in the north. Matter shop, find out, them a big weight matter. This early shatter will drive the great bimmer. Try by take them in a hurry, shatter bigger. Hold, shatter for you bring the tech 9, come here. Bread and rumble, them a shatter na the hummer. And them, when it touch down in a the summer. Black blunt a take them from Walla Killer. Shoot a little fool from outer infiller. Buccaneer na run, him a talk shatter.
Me name Walla, from up a wild yard. No for the try hard, with me still die hard. Hey yo! These fools should know that I'm the war analyst. Hey yo! So the gorillaologist. Hey yo! One time, I thought them like the two. Must be terrorists. Hey yo! Digital anti-activists. Not mercy. One time, they should know that I'm the original warlord from a warlord. Hey, niggas try hard, but still die hard. Anyway, my name warlord from a warlord yard. No for them try hard, with me still die hard. Keep all the money in charge. Jungle is hot large. Come here for kill. So we shoot them warlord yard. Hey, my name warlord. Lad, from up a wild yard. No for them try hard, we miss them die hard. Them come in charge, so tight and large. Ready for kill, so me shoot them wild yard. Them take it too far. When me a war, me take it beyond the star. Feel me was well W-A-R-R. Tell them cool and them go renew the war. Walk and shoot them in the drive in a car. Say them a bad man and all a drink from a bar. Don't know him for not day of San Flamar. Me a bad man party walk half a solar. All them come a side up man like boots. Cigar. Who the f*** they say never know who we are. Steer them, no fear them, no miss what is our. Can't turn the bar. The bar lad, from up a wild yard. No fool try hard, we miss them die hard. A boss in charge, steer them hot lad. Ready for kill, so we shoot them wild yard. Attack them like something. terrorist. Some wonder if a fear of this. Harry for the Indian, Harry apocalypse. Vigilante activist, big gun specialist, all five analysts, and gorilla allergist. To kill them, that is all I wish. Tell them to win a new to this. Who the f*** is you to this? Man, but can you them guns so crisp? Kill them off some extra clip. Them should we start up this. Well, it's all and nobody can part it. Cause me am wild lad from up a wild yard. No for them try hard, we this them die hard. None of the limb charge, shoot a be like lad. Come here for kill, so we shoot them wild yard. Hey, me am wild lad from up a wild yard. No for them try hard, we this them die hard. See you in charge, must go hot lad. Ready to kill, so we shoot them wild yard. Me got them no pass, Batman 3 rules and all that. Shoot up people, we got them one yard. Somebody a got them, them take me name to this heart. Gunshot a make them whole nuts and cuts. Sing a key and I make them whole parts. Spread over them like when dog have yards. Somebody a got them, me say that's all because me don't know what to if it in me finger not pass. Make me me case kill and collect me reward. Them a play too hard. Cause me name wild lad from up a wild yard. No fool try hard, with this them die hard. The only man in charge, jungle is hot lad. With the key. Ha, ha. Hey, yo, you know, Vietnam Records, destined for the papers. Put up with them haters, fakers, and perpetrators. You know, we're here to set trend like the LA Lakers.
Hey, yo, yellow, left
hand. Well, you're still far, cause I'm all our time. Hey, baby, I'm ready, make the prime time.
Don't be a kidnapper.
When Stephanie, me, I want to it up the platinum black and make them run. Still far, cause I'm all our time. Hey, baby, I'm ready, make the prime time.
With some word of time.
Watch it, girl, let my wife. This how you're dealing it now, the world is mine. Warlord, no love, with food, come in, no, he know. Big 45, me take you, he told them, he know. When time me clock, this blood run upstream, oh. Don't be full of place, just like Halloween, oh. Me are the only live man, them style as a hero. To serve the warlord, hold below zero. Shot me, kid them by the tons and the kilo. Ask them, what's the deal, oh? Rise the blue seal, oh. The power cause of all your time. Hey, me a bit already, make me prime time. Oh,
here, kid, man.
When you stay on the media white, show the double platinum black and make them blind. Still far cause of Vietnam time. Help me up already make the prime time.
Where's some pride at hand?
Watch it, girl, them a wine. Sky a little bit, now the world is mine. Clear up, let's clear up in the dance, I'll keep it.
Okay, burn Babylon, they burn the black paper. I rather say master die and go up in paper. You do it or die. Oh yeah, that's the right talk. Kill them Babylon, it's in my blood and my nature. Real talk, not you can't mock me, but no, there's a first spot. How we know this is who I'll be watching. Real talk, not you. Free up the youth and buy the lot. Free up the youth and buy the lot. That's how we at. Real talk, not you. But no, there's a first spot. How we know this is who I'll be watching. Okay,
we give
you a command,
them
pretty and fat.
Oh,
from the day I was born,
I've been
speaking to
God, you're cutting me. Well, that's why I'm here, you know. Judgment of the earth. Aye, how are you, aye? Do again. Aye, the one you knew. Rot, Rastaman, the rot. Fear of it, the dog, that mean the poor blood chop off. The one you knew. Rot, Rastaman, the rot. Because she...
It's the new.
Well, for long time we know so that
it's the new. Spear.
And against King Selassie, them with a Mac and Algier. And I society come in a group and peer. We hear them all go start them carnival this year. We dance with the park and joke with the devil's spear. Corrupt me little baby from way down to the chair. Me here say that BJ shall be dear. Me here say that the governor general shall be dear. Me here say that Deadwood Aga shall be here. Calypso man just stretch out in titty this year. And flash off him booty in a Jesus name. A John O'Brady. So me workplace, the whole of them, none of them bag of disgrace. Them shame, subtle, them can't show them face. Not face, not waste, them can't hold the place. Why? Them none of them rock race. Why? Because I rock, yo,
I did it on time, I did it on time. Yeah, I was Vietnam, everything feel fine. Yo, I do.
I'm a climb, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 hey. Take it anytime. Take it anytime. Take it anytime. Stand up on the back of the dance floor, so ready for the fun. Take it anytime. Take it anytime. Take it anytime. Stand up on the back of the dance floor, so ready for the fun. Me stand up in the school, me be knackers, I'm being it. Music and me on the words, them and me being it. Yo, stand up on the chick and me aim it. Boom, bullseye, so far it, you frame it. Yo, they miss me and me grind, keep bringing it. But this rightful years, we come to reclaim it. Righteousness, we get to you to stream it. Yo, they aim it.
Hi, this is Matt Sukar, and you're listening to Gunwash Radio in Brooklyn.
Yo, what's good? It's Jar Jar, Ben the Bartman, Roby at Ninja Sonic, and you're listening to Click Clack Pow Gunwash.
They know we not know with them $5 friends. Hey, only love them therapy 20 and 10. $5 friends. Then we know we not know with them $5 friends. Lots of relationship them from end. That one your name. Them know who a big up from who a pop down. Them know they done a fly before land on. As him rich, not carry go bring come. No who a down, who a blow bring come.
It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress.
And arousing
personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants.
Do you actually have to... Well, I know you have to actually play that during the regular programming, but I mean, like, I wonder... If people are listening now and they're actually thinking about go,
that's like free impression. That's free. That's free money for Bonnie Plants,
no,
right
listen,
there, boy.
I listen. I endorse. Go buy a Bonnie Plant. Anyway, thank you. Welcome back to Gunwash. That was the one Herbert Swivington. You know, I was thinking about this, Daniel, that you actually do play music yourself, and I think you know, as artists, we want to be creative in any way we can. But can you tell me a little bit about what you call mother brother?
Yeah, so my younger brother Ethan and I, he moved out to New York.
That's my younger brother's name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Yeah.
Wow. He moved out to New York like 3 years ago. He's back in California. He was out here for about 2.5 years total. So while he was out here, we got together like a few days a week and made music. And, you know, for the most part, we were just doing it for fun.
Sure.
And then, you know, as it happens when you do things for fun, people start catching on and listening to it. And, you know, it was kind of a nice thing to do because most tattooers and most people I associated with at that time were really into metal and, you know, stoner rock and stuff. And so none of my friends would come out to watch us DJ. It was like a whole different type of person that would come. Like, sure, we had a few people that would come by, maybe... We had some regulars and stuff, but for the most part, it was kind of just for me. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, but for something that's just for you, it seems like you gathered quite a crowd. I mean, what were you playing?
Is this it, by the way?
Yeah, this is one of our tracks.
Oh, sick, dude. Play this. Original? You produced it?
Yeah, my brother and I.
Very cool.
See, it's funny you say that your metal friends don't like, they can't come support it, though, because like,
to
me, this is like a cousin of metal.
Yeah. In a way, yeah, I think so. Was metal important to you, too?
Cousin by
really
marriage.
Well, maybe like 10, 15 years ago
right.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up on metal, you know, the Sabbath and the regulars just like everybody else, but I kind of, I don't know, you grow past things.
I think skating is where really I found out about everything that I know about. Yeah. But... That's interesting that you make music, too. I mean, how do you make time for all this stuff? So are you and your brother... So you played for a while with your brother live.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then you continue to produce stuff? Or
right.
Wow.
We haven't had a live show in over a year, but we've been passing songs back and forth and still. We're, you know, putting together another project to work on once I get to California.
That's awesome. And you mentioned your brother... Earlier you mentioned your brother is actually, like, legitimately working in music, like, doing big stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. His producer name, he goes by 1000 Cranes.
You know that, Jack?
You can find him on Twitter. He just had a single released on Nest HQ,
okay,
which was a big thing for him.
when you go out to California, you're gonna make music again.
Declan here was just like, damn.
Okay. Yeah, Declan is our.
He was fanning out back there.
He's our intern, and he's a talented DJ.
He knows more than we do.
Yeah, he knows a lot about like what's going on with music, man. Yeah. I wish I knew as much of this guy.
Me too.
1,000 cranes. Yeah. Shout out, Ethan.
Wow, look at that.
I'm like so late to everything.
Me too. And then also, so you want to focus more on your art. Now, for those of you who don't know...
I've been doing that for 10 years now. It's not new focusing on
Understood. But now, this is a pinnacle time in your life.
Yes, I need more studio space.
Yeah, listen, and that is a good thing. You're going to move out of fucking New York.
On the break, I was like, why don't we play a game where he like judges your tattoos or something? You were like, no, that's whack.
I just think tattooers don't...
Why? Explain that to me.
People that don't have tattoos ask the most interesting...
They're dumb questions, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't... Like, they're not why? Dumb, but to... They're not dumb. I know you're not dumb, but he doesn't want to, like, talk about my tattoos. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
Help contextualize this for those of us who don't know.
It would be like giving an art critique if somebody doesn't ask for it.
I see.
The people that tattooed him didn't ask me to evaluate his tattoos, so I'm not going to.
Daniel is very, very, very real and like down to like the granular nerve of like what's fucking going on. Like, I'm not going to be like, what do you think of this skull? Because
there's just like this code between tattooers. Yes. You talk about this shit all the time, Aaron.
Very secret.
I never understand it.
You know what? It's not
because you didn't
like,
even want to tell people that you were doing tattoos at first.
Listen. For the record, I've spent a lot of time drawing and a lot of time talking to tattooers and really, 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 really dedicating myself. And I will probably never get there, but at least I'm doing it in a way that's like sort of respectful. For me to go to Daniel and say like, oh, what do you think about that? Like, it's just not... I don't know how to explain it. There's codes.
It's kind of like if you go and walk... Let's say... I'll put it in different context. Like, if you go watch a band or if you go see a DJ or producer perform and the first thing you say to them is, yo, bro, let's collab. Or what do you think of this... What do you think of this song I just did?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
You know, it doesn't matter what field it is. And nobody wants to, like, you know... It's just kind of an unspoken thing. I don't know how to explain it.
I heard that
mystery is alive.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, it's magical.
Bro, let's collab.
Let's collab.
Bro, I got a podcast.
Yo,
you want to hear my podcast?
No,
my podcast out.
Peep my SoundCloud, bro.
Yo, by the way, we should collab, but it doesn't have to be art. Like, there's tons of music stuff going on, and it's, like, awesome over here, bro. Ugh. And besides, I'm trying to...
Bro.
No.
All right, fair enough. Jack's just bored of the world of music. You're probably really into it because you don't have to deal with the bullshit all the time. See, Jack, if I was like, dude, like, what software are you using and like what sample is that? You'd be like, dude, I don't want to fucking talk about this right now, right?
What type of app is that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What type of Bonnie Plant app is that?
What type of Bonnie Plant is
that?
Yeah,
I know.
And that's why I never got Audacity.
Yeah, I know Bonnie has a lot of plants. Like, what kind of plant is that? You know?
Could an app be the answer to
the answer, yeah. See, all right.
Let's collab, Bonnie.
Yo, Bonnie. See, this is what I'm saying, Jack. Daniel would rather talk about Bonnie Plants than tattoos.
I want to see you get a Bonnie Plants tattoo.
That's easy. We'll do that tomorrow.
Thank you.
Listen.
I'm dying to get tattooed again.
Like, you know, listen, we got to, you know, it's going to happen. But, like we were saying... Tattoos are excellent. They're awesome. It's made a life for Daniel. He really enjoys them a lot.
Really dumb question.
Yeah, yeah,
really
go ahead with the dumb fucking questions.
Sorry.
Yeah, please keep.
I have to. This is the time. Like, I have to. This is really embarrassing.
Oh yeah, we've never had a tattoo.
Really embarrassing for me, right?
Don't be embarrassed.
I don't know what a stick and poke is.
What?
Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a needle tied to the end of a stick, and they're poking it into your skin.
There you go.
Literally, huh?
Yeah,
it's
you
a
take
literal
a pencil,
explanation.
Wow. I got one, Jack. I'll show you later.
Yeah, cool. It's very, very fell out. It fell out a lot. Anyway, tattoos are wonderful, and I will talk about tattoos all night, but also, Daniel is... do you call it a fine artist? I don't know if fine art is the word.
Just a... I don't know.
The visual artist. Yeah. And like you said, he's been developing this for a number of years. But in the last 2 years, I would say you're seeing your name pop up much more in the visual art spectrum. And I think there are some specific galleries and pedigrees and groups of people that have sort of, I won't say helped, but there's a lifting of counterculture.
A lot of people have helped along the way.
A lot of people have helped along the way. There's a lot of counterculture artists and tattoo artists that are making art now, and I'm not saying that in the way that it's a trend. I'm saying it in, like, you know, you do this for 15 years, and you probably want to expand on the kind of visual art you're doing.
I think ultimately I was an artist before I started tattooing, so it's been the main thing I've been focusing on the whole time. Now I'm just in more of a position where I want to pursue that more so personally rather than just do it in my free time.
And it is hard though to do art that's not commercial, but to do visual art and say, this is my statement and it's just here and I want someone to purchase it because mm-hmm. that's how I live. As opposed to doing art, it just so happens that art on skin is commercial art because people are coming in to get it. Are you at all trepidatious about saying, I'm going to focus more on...
Well, you're making it a little too black and white.
Fair enough.
I'm still tattooing 4 days a week. So
I see.
It's full time in my book. Like, I'm still doing 8 tattoos a week.
Yeah, that's full time.
And 3 days off, and the evenings that I'm off, I'm... With a bigger studio space, I'll be working on larger work, and I'll have a little bit more free time. But it's just a big difference on, you know, tattooing. You're always reliant on one other person.
Yes.
And you're all, you know, not always, but there's a lot of compromise. There's a lot of things where sometimes you have to re-explain to people why they need to listen to you because you've been doing it for 10 years, and you're on their side. And anything you want is going to benefit them also.
Right.
But sometimes people have a hard time understanding that.
I can't believe people don't understand it, but I've done it a couple times.
It's an example of something somebody would say.
He's really into this. He doesn't know anything about it. We got to explain it to him.
I
know.
Jack doesn't have a
sense. So a really good example is somebody would come in with a design and they would say, okay, so this is something that I want. It's very personal to me. I like the way that it's designed. And I may offer a suggestion on how to make the design better or to redraw it totally because I've seen their reference 100 times. And, you know, some people stick to their guns so much that they're willing to get a bad tattoo instead of listen to somebody that knows what they're doing.
Wow.
And it's crazy. Like, you'll see people like, that's great. I understand that you've been doing it for a long time, but I don't want that. I want this. I want it just like this.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel's not trying to trump their idea in a creative way. He's literally, literally, literally telling you, I know what's going to look better, and right. you don't understand what I'm saying right now, and I'm telling you, listen to me.
I used to be really nice about it, but now
Why don't you just be like no and just like leave?
Yeah, I say no a lot to clients.
Can't you just like draw it on them and be like, see?
Look. Yeah, but that takes time. I mean,
right? That's like,
but sometimes, yeah. Sometimes they don't want to get that far. Sometimes they just want what they want, and that's fine. But that's why I don't take a walk-in client anymore, because that way I can be a little picky or choosy, or you know what I do and don't want
to
do.
It takes a long time to get to that place, but you've certainly done it. And I think now, you know, there are some specific places you've been showing the type of your work and the type of work you do. I don't know much about Mud Guts, but I saw last year you had done a show there.
Yep.
And then you had also done Three Kings, actually had a space.
Yep.
Where you were doing a show. Can you tell us a little bit about the work you were doing in the last 2 years and the people you were showing with and things like this?
Sure. I had a solo show at Mud Guts, which was owned by Mark Cross, and I was really happy to have a show there. You know, the turnout was great. It was one of the first shows that, you know, work sold and people came out and got stuff opening night. Like, that hadn't happened to me before.
It doesn't happen.
You know,
so you're lucky.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
It doesn't happen to people.
It makes you want to do it more.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you make work. It's current. It's not like you're showing stuff that's a year old. Like, I made it 3 weeks before the show, 4 weeks before the show. It's brand new. It sells. And, I'm going to go back and make more work. So
awesome.
On the tail end of that, the owner of Three Kings Tattoo, Maddie, he opened up a gallery called Three Kings Studios, and he asked if I would be the inaugural show, which I was honored, of course, but, you know, there's a high pressure of the first installation of the gallery, like, you know.
You pop the cherry.
I don't get to steal anybody else's ideas on how to set it up. I, you know, like, okay, this is a blank slate. Let's see. It may work. It may not. But, you know, it was really nice to work with the space that big and just kind of do whatever I wanted. I mean, the shows were pretty different, too. Like, the show at Mud Guts was very, you know, a lot of the drawings were tattoo-related, a lot of old cartoons, Felix the Cat, a lot of Chicano designs where I grew up in Pomona is, like, very heavy Chicano. My first car was a lowrider.
Oh, wow. Look at this guy. He's a fucking badass, bro.
Drawing Monte Carlos and, you know, Mexican girls.
I really like, I know this is a visual and you have to understand the art. By the way, can people go to DanielObrigo.com?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
There's a one I really like is the Monte Carlo with the foot massage diagram above with the gradient behind. Yeah.
Yep.
Great imagery. If you haven't seen it, I suggest highly going to that site, DanielObrigo.com. We're going to go to Split for a few minutes, and then our
mind now I remember that thing I was going to say before.
Bring it up, baby. Come on. Come on.
Can you say how you said here earlier with that weird voice?
What?
You know how you said that here earlier?
Here. No.
You didn't say it like that.
How did I don't know how I
you
said
had,
it.
You had that weird like sound with your tongue.
Here. I don't know.
Oh, man. You see, you blew it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'll have to find it later. Well, listen.
Jeremy, put on music.
No. Hey, don't get
Could
so defeated.
Could it be the answer to a better garden?
Could it be? Okay, we're here with Daniel Obrigo. We have a little bit more time tonight, so we will go to Splivington and then talk to Armando for just a few minutes. We are here live on Gunwash, gunwash.com. We are broadcasting from the Heritage Radio Network.org, and you can call in 718-497-2128. Come back in just a few minutes. Daniel Obrigo is in studio on Gunwash.
This is Contessa Scudo, and I'm lonely, and I need a man, but at the end of the day, I want the Gunwash Radio, so you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Good DJ, give me some light in the place. Every man give me some light.
My name is Philip Joseph Gilmore, and I'm on Gunwash.
It's all the man from us, you're clean, you're doing. Here we go now. Give me some early light of the prophet.
Yo, what's up? It's Russ Barone from Cult Crew. Listening to Gunwash Radio.
This is Nate Turbo, you're listening to Gunwash.
Solid grown, run by big jeep, cruise round through the town. So now I ain't gonna be calling the pound.
This is Stuart Swerdlow
and Janet Diane Moya Swerdlow,
and you're listening to Gunwash.
Sing the song with Frankie. I will. Make a girl kiss me for Miss Farm. Let me know. Make a boy kiss me for Major. I will. Love and marry.
Here we go now. Doctor Beaver.
Sing with Frankie. Love. Well, if I think you must say, look, I'm on Zion. How can a man go fly boxing in Iron?
Me don't know how some man there with some lazy girl. I don't know how the lazy girl give me some lights on it. Light it up on it.
That's an American.
The living talk can't cook. Think you know you pay your pretty look. You know all the barriers for rent and cost. Man, but more time. Cook, cook.
Whoa!
In the kitchen, call your hand, them no look, you better cook. Think you do your pay, your pretty looks, your body, but restaurant, I come, dead man, bank book. Cook! Eh? say pay book. Go on in the kitchen, call your man
name.
Red hat. You need to give me. You buy two banana, sleep two fish head. You must, boy, you want to see John head.
Big gun, no one will be back.
First thing, make me get the fingernail clip.
We are the real fire sound,
you
know. We burn the fire. We know what kind of fire we no burn. What kind of fire we no want get burning, you know. Let us kick.
Me do a one burn up in a empire. Me have a statue that's a
dead.
Me do a one burn up in a empire. Me do a one burn up in
a modern show in a locker room. All the crew for the outside, rock on, come on inside.
You're in a side,
me. You are
gone.
Well.
We're not changing our
mistake.
We're not going
to go. We're not going
to go. Enough man, the wicked road, stand away. And trust me, shall not go delay. Because it's not really enough. We have a wicked
word.
And a rule.
Hey, see, all the man knows you don't want a girl who are free.
Only me.
You don't want a girl who run the street. You want to go on now. Let go.
Some girl, every night them kind of use a pool. When you call them girl, them.
Red patrol.
Some girl, girl, every night them kind of use a pool.
When
you call them girl, them.
Red patrol.
It's rock.
Well.
Weed pantai, need bone feet. Be a party. Lifestyle alone.
Oh yes, Alpha man, you're locked around again.
You don't get no man, she's a free mid pan that it. I put the over jacket.
Miss Rock Patrol, as your eyes lock them teeth, your bill full. Lifestyle alone, make we know set them cool. But they won't hurt them, one card in them soul. Yo, cool. Change your life a living. No man, no one can have
the
direction like some stray with
the chin.
As a foreigner,
some
big girl rubbing, shall your friend them mobbing.
Some girl, every night them.
Hey, we are looking for some girl, said we look. I have some girl that moves here. So you are going to let go.
Make a tiger in a day. What you want to eat me, Santa? Make sure you have the nurse if I come check me back. Anytime you tell I get some back. Skirt, blouse, shoes, rap, black. So me have a girl at TikTok. Grandma come in and come catch me, she shot.
Hey, Alexis, in my lock round. You are going.
Better than that. So the guy ready for me, ready to go. See me, ready to me. Ring off me silly. One bag of girl walk around.
And my son, man, you know. They don't respect where them come from. They don't love where them grow up as a youth.
Ring,
I don't respect
ring.
Where them come from.
Silly.
I respect where you grow up as a youth. Why you give me some light up on the shoulder? Light it up now.
Them should have known where
my baby
come from.
Where they
come from. Should have known where they come from. Should have known where they come from. The same thing apply to the left hand. Them should have known where they come
from. And my son, man, you know. And my belief.
Hi, this is Carly from Sledever, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Give me some light, I know. Light it up.
Hey, my name's Trice, aka Trice Cat, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, this is Mona St. Clair whipping you on Gunwash.
The things are happening is really strange. Things really need to rearrange. Now live like planes and lanes.
This is Odetta Bess Hartman, and you're tuning into Gunwash Live.
We never send them go. Send them go mix up in our war and grow. We never send them to send them all of you. One of me great and one of the show.
Is it to me I get big now we carry you?
Bun them now.
Oh, so have a lies to my shit.
Now come here, sucky bow.
Says if a boy run away lies to my shit.
Them say you
I get kicked over.
Think.
You're not telling people them that.
Time to report. If a boy running now, we
come to report.
Then get shot.
Time to report. They say me, I take it off slow. We don't have to do it now yet.
Time to report.
Time to report.
What? We don't
have to report.
Long time to report. Time to report.
I'll watch you some funny boy now.
Time to report.
Jump your one.
We need a dust cap on the shan. Two new man for run the selection. Asiaga, like one PG a man. We spam. We can't afford for them man to run.
You must a man.
We can't afford for them man to run. Jamaica, we can't take the phone ring and the bell. No time them bow for the Queen of England. Queen of England, the Queen for my land. I saw me know the whole of them a work for Pope John.
What?
Next thing go on in the ghetto region. I
Okay.
I can break you up some bud, whatever.
One love. You're the king, set up in a lap. Okay. Yo, Aaron.
Jack was calling you.
Are you slipping, God?
No, I'm sorry. I was...
You're slipping, God.
I'm not slipping.
So before the Mondo segment, I got a caller on the line.
Absolutely. Hello, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Claremont, hey. California.
Oh, excellent. And what would you like to say to our Gunwash listeners and Daniel, our guest?
Is this Daniel,
Ethan?
I think you rock.
Ethan.
You know, I've known you for a long time now. And miss you over here on the West Coast. I heard you're playing some of our music.
This is 1,000 Cranes, Ethan.
Oh, sick. Hello, Ethan.
Yeah, what's up, Daniel?
We were just talking about you off air. I'm glad you called in.
Yeah.
If you tried to troll us, it didn't work.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you still there?
What kind of music were you guys playing?
Oh, no, we just played Mamacita.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice.
I was telling them about the 1,000 Cranes project. I told everybody to check it out.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. And we definitely got to get on that some hip-hop mixtape also.
I'm in. Count me in.
He's in. Listen to this, Ethan.
We're going to come back out here and do it on Gunwash Live.
Absolutely.
Please.
Let's collab.
Yeah.
Let's collab, bro. Peep my SoundCloud.
All right, Ethan. Give a shout to the Gunwash listeners for me and tell them what you'd like to say.
Yeah, I cannot hear you guys. I'm
all
sorry.
Right.
Oh.
It happens. I'll tell you, when I do... I called into
Roberta.
He's got
a Samsung.
Oh, understood.
Calling into Gunwash is a miserable experience. It's really not good.
No, honestly, I called into Roberta's radio, and it's very difficult.
Yo, he might not sound like it, but he's a fucking genius.
Oh, he sounds like a genius.
Sounded like a genius to me.
He was calling into the radio station. Couldn't hear shit.
I remember I used to call in from jail all the time, and I used to hear it perfect.
They have
those phones. They got
the acoustics.
Good though.
Those mics are
the acoustics in prison are dope.
That's the one thing they give you there is the good mic.
So I think it's time for the Mondo segment, right?
So.
And we have a new theme song. That,
please surprise me.
Oh, from Big Ups,
wait a minute,
right?
Wait a minute.
I want the one from Big Ups.
We got a caller before that.
All right, here we go. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? Okay, we have an alien.
This sounds like a good one.
Hey, how you doing there?
Call.
Hey, man, what's up?
Young Coconut.
What's Young Coconut?
That's my DJ name that nobody knows. I actually have that registered under ASCAP. I'm just waiting for a rapper to use it unsuspectingly and collect all the royalties.
Dude, the caller was like, it's like... Bah.
Wait, who is this?
Young Coconut.
Oh, holy shit, this sounds terrible.
Jayhan,
dude. Step it up.
I know, we're trying hard.
That was the boy Jayhan.
That's the homie, right? That's the kid that tattooed my the song.
Oh, the
of my
dagger.
Leg.
Yeah. We gotta
and
get this.
He did it at the Three Kings on Ave B.
I'll never get a better phone line. Fuck
no,
that.
No, I'm not saying you should get a better phone.
Okay,
line.
So RecTech finally sent me the new Mondo song.
Okay, here we go.
All right,
excellent. Here we go.
Well, here we go.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely.
Hey,
I love it. It's my favorite song. And the only thing I have for the Mondo segment is, hey, Dan, what's your shoe size?
11 and a half.
That's a big
shoe, man. Do you have trouble finding shoes?
Oh, come on. That's normal, right?
I guess so, yeah.
No, I'm a size 8.5, 9. And I think my feet are never going to grow anymore.
Well, I guess 11 and a half in Nikes, 10 and a half in Vans. I got the fucked up bunions on my toes.
Do you have, like, skate feet?
Yep.
Do you get pedicures?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I'm spending my money on other shit.
Yeah.
Like Coca-Colas and...
Coconuts?
Yep. And delivery service ganja is expensive.
How is that going for you, by the way?
What's that? Which part?
The smoking part.
Oh, it's going good. I'm trying to smoke good like you, Playboy.
You can tell, right?
Yeah.
People say to me, like, oh, you have that aura of, like, you're always high. I'm like, nah, man, I only smoke like a champ in the morning. And from then on, I'm just...
I was at a show one time, and these two girls from across the room, they were looking at my brother and I, and I was like, Ethan, these girls are coming over for you.
Does he look like you?
No, he's taller. He's way taller. We actually don't look like brothers very much at all. But they came over, and they're like, hey, do you have rolling papers? I was like, you walked all the way across the room because you thought I had rolling papers.
Yeah, wow.
Well, you was like, well, you do, right? And I had, of course, yeah. I did.
Of course, nice.
You have to, because you have, like, you know, like myself, you have that, like, aura of, like, yo, I smoke weed, look at me, I as I turn my neck, ashes fall from my hair.
I know, it's more like...
I had one in my hair when I walked in, actually.
it's more like, I'm okay, I'm high, and I'm okay, I'm under control.
Mondo came to Roberta's the other day, and I was working, and he texted me, and he was like, yo, are you at work? I'm here at Roberta's. And I was like, yeah, what's up? And he was like, oh, I want to show you something. And I was like, oh, cool. So I stopped work for a second, walked outside. I'm like, so what's up? What do you want to show me? And he was like, a spliff.
Oh, yo, very nice.
It was really wrong of me, because when I come to Heritage, it's like a series. It was not how it is right now.
No, I understand. Yeah. Of course.
Everyone was quiet. I saw
Aaron Fairbanks.
No. What's the kid's name with the glasses? Kiko?
Declan. It's Kiko. I saw Kiko. Awesome. I saw him. Awesome, dude.
I saw him. Like,
I
really
saw
quiet.
This kid, Kiko. Oh, my
I said
God.
Declan. I'm sorry, Declan. Yeah,
no, it's a listen.
That kid really hates me. He saw me in a subway the other day. I almost broke his hand, and I felt terrible.
What? Yeah, he came to work, and he's like, my hand is killing me. I'm like, what happened? He's like, Mondo gave me a high five on the subway.
Oh, my God. You're hurting
I had
people.
Those iron fists. Nah, but I'm really excited because, Dan, I don't really have that many tattoos. I have, I think, a fair amount. But I could have... When I was younger, I used to always hang out in shops. Mm-hmm. And people are always telling me, you should get into tattooing. And
yeah, man.
I freaked out because you know how you mentioned earlier about people walk in with you, like, yo, you could draw this for me, draw this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nah, I'd rather just draw my own shit.
Yeah.
And that kind of discouraged me to, like, really be a tattoo artist because I didn't really want to draw other people's stuff or knew how to even draw like that.
Right.
You know, but I had my own style and people were just... encouraging them, but I was like, nah. So I could imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could do
that.
Yeah,
how did you must have been like, all right, I got to put in this time where I'm drawing stuff I don't want to draw and doing stuff I don't want to do.
Well, it came after a point where I was taking walk-ins. I was only taking walk-ins one day a week in New York when I was at, I worked at New York Adorned for 2.5 years. Had, you know, worked with a really great crew. On Sundays, I would take walk-ins in the Manhattan shop on 2nd Ave. And, you know, I would do 8 to 10 walk-ins a day, and it was great. I fulfilled that, you know, satisfaction. You know, I worked with one Chad Keplinger and Dan Santoro, and we were taking walk-ins all day, and it was fun. You know, we would go out to dinner afterwards, and it was a thing, like a Sunday walk-in day, and then we would go out to dinner afterwards or something. But it got to a point where I wanted to know what was coming in. I wanted to prepare for what was coming in.
Right.
I didn't want to just show up and not know what the whole day was going to contain.
Was it fucking...
It was amazing. But
was it really amazing to work with Chad Keplinger?
Yeah, he's the shit.
Is he like? I'm always trying to track him down, but obviously he can't.
He
be
taught me
in.
To eat with gloves on, so you don't get your hands dirty, messy. You don't have to use a napkin. Clean gloves, of course. Of course.
I used to wear tattoo gloves in public. The black latex
like
ones.
Germ gloves, like for germs.
Just walk around with that.
I sometimes
people
wear.
People look at you fucked up
all the time.
Absolutely right.
I sometimes wear them because I have like boxes of them. But I sometimes wear them if I have to crack an egg, so that I don't like wash my hands after I crack an egg.
Yeah, that's the same thing. But it'd be hot wings or ribs.
Yeah, word. Yeah.
I put some Dutch guts in latex gloves the other day.
Word. Oh, man. I gotta say. Oh, Armando, you know, we should really ask Daniel about what his specific plans are for getting over to the West Coast.
Yeah, what are you gonna do out there?
I know you're out there to live and
do art.
Imagine
you switch up
your
whole thing and become an actor.
I'm talking like, Woody, like, you step foot on there and it's like, what are you out there to do? Like, is it like relaxing? Is it new? Is it old? Is it like refreshing?
It'll be new because it's relaxing. Every time I leave New York, I realize how much maybe the entity of New York creates a little bit of anxiety in me because I know how hard of a hustle you have to continue to stay here. And so every time I leave here, I don't feel that anymore.
Insane. Jack,
this is what I was saying.
Yo, Jack, I have never, because you went to LA and you're like, I think I'm gonna move there. Yo, listen, I have never in my life felt like I didn't have to run for my fucking life. Right. Ever. I've never felt that ever.
Go to LA, dude.
Yeah. Oh, it exists.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I don't believe
you. The minute
me
and Odetta went to LA, it was like all of a sudden I could think and like I could be relaxed.
Yeah, you were chiller than most.
Yeah, exactly.
Chiller than most. Unbelievable.
It's wonderful out there.
I've never felt anything like that in my life. I mean, Yeah, no. I mean, no.
It may even have to do with the lack of public transportation because there's no subway under you.
Oh, yeah,
there's
you can't go anywhere.
There's no buses. Not only that, but there's less stimuli.
Right.
There's less hundreds of people walking by you.
I think his thing's
close. There's not 10 people in the line at the bodega. You know, like, there's less interaction. So it's like, I don't know. It's something, a lot less interaction, a lot less stimuli. You don't,
you feel like
you're
you
not
can hide out there, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
I like that.
Kind
of.
Fucking high.
You're
really
high from
bad.
Your problems, Jack?
Maybe yeah, it's man, different yeah, because man. You were born there. I mean,
right.
But
I mean, it's kind of a homecoming for me. Like, I get to see family. I get to see my nieces and nephew. Like,
do you, are you gonna, have you figured out where you're going to live yet? Or are you kind of just going out and figuring out?
We're currently looking for a place. So
okay.
Anybody yeah. in see, Long Beach, holler at your
nah,
boy.
Yeah. You do strike me as the kind of guy, because you're leaving in like 4 days.
The universe will open up for
I
us.
I believe this is true.
Yeah.
I
we're
do
not going
to
worry too much.
I think you're in the right place. I don't think you should worry at all. You're a good enough guy. You're
yeah,
smart.
Sure,
figure
thank
it
you.
Out.
Thank you.
I mean, you figured it out here. I think it's fucking suicide to fucking live out here. I'll tell people, that's like if people tell you to, like, quit tattooing. I'll tell you to, like, quit trying to move to New York and enjoy your life. I've decided to sacrifice my well-being.
See, it's but like I don't know people like that.
What were you saying, Daniel? Sorry.
I don't know. I had heard of like a phrase one time, you got to leave California before you're too soft and leave New York before you're too hard. But I'm going back to California, so I might be soft as fuck in a year, so who knows?
Hey, listen, I don't know.
It's not wrong with being soft.
No,
though.
People, for example, Hirschman.
Soft.
Kelly Hirschman was saying that.
Softest mixtape.
That you like you go out there and you kind of have to be a little careful about what you say, because if you come with that New York lip hard, people might get a little bit off put by that.
But that's okay.
Off put them.
Don't be safe.
Don't be safe.
I look at that when I go to like out of state and I see a restaurant that says New York pizza. And I'm like,
right. Yeah.
Well, it's like Mexican style food they have out here. Like, it's not. I'm sorry, it's not.
Unless you're in Bushwick
or
something.
Yeah. And you said that you, when you get out there, you will be working at Port City Tattoo.
Port City Tattoo, Long Beach, California.
And you've worked there before.
I haven't worked there before, but the owner, Tom Moser, I worked at his old shop with him. And that was called Gold Rush Tattoo.
And okay, cool. And okay, that's awesome. And you're gonna do. And you're gonna like try to keep doing. Rose?
I'm basically gonna be doing the same thing here, just in California. Be working 4 days a week. I'm keeping the same schedule, the same time. It's just gonna be a different time zone.
You're gonna find much more time to do art, though. It's gonna be much, much better. Odetta, what's up?
Just before the show's over, because it's almost over, I am curious because I have zero tattoos.
Good. We need people like you too.
Yeah,
that's
you
how
gotta
I think.
Get more. Yeah.
But. If you were to give me a tattoo, where and what would it be?
I can't choose that for you. That's
oh,
crazy.
Yeah,
where like
would
just
you,
on first sight, what
yeah,
would I say?
Yeah. How would you advise me?
Well,
it's never going to happen, but I'm just curious. As a like,
this
what?
Is a really strange question then, because it's very. I tell people almost on a daily basis that I don't choose designs for them, that they have to give me some type of vein, like floral, fauna,
Rihanna.
You know, Rihanna.
Flora, fauna, Rihanna.
That's my new mix.
Banana Mana.
Banana Rama.
Yeah. Banana Rama, Rihanna.
I mean, the tattoo is so personal that that's like saying, well, I'm going to choose what your tombstone says, too. You know, I'm going to write your epitaph and your tombstone. I mean, I just met you today, but, you know, like, I don't know. I could say you should get a rose on your arm.
That's what I was going
to
say.
You should get on your forearm because that way more people will come to me after they see it.
Yeah.
Caller on line 12.
Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Aiden. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Aiden.
Hello, Aiden.
First of all, I have a list of things I'd like to address.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I would like to say shout out to Kiko. Second of all,
yeah.
I would like to ask Dan a question.
Go ahead.
So you were talking earlier about how like you gave your like opinion on things, like when people would come in and you know, it wasn't necessarily to offend or anything, but you've been doing it for a while. Which personally I find reassuring because one of my bigger fears is if I were to go in to get a tattoo and to find out that or for it to be a bad idea and not to be told that.
That's the exact reason I do that.
Sorry?
That's the exact reason I speak up, because...
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best that I can offer, is to give somebody the advice that, you know, that I've acquired over the 10, 15 years of tattooing. Like, that's what I'm
right.
there for, to give you that advice.
I would totally appreciate that. My question is, could you briefly sum, since I probably won't be able to come in and get a tattoo anytime soon, could you briefly tell me, like, maybe what a couple of, like, pitfalls you commonly see, like, that people do that you, you know, normally would say is not such a great idea?
I would say a lot of people, when they bring in reference for their own tattoo, they are bringing in other people's tattoos that already exist. So I think that that's the wrong place to start. My advice is to bring in reference, like source reference. If you want flowers, look at illustrations of flowers. Look at engravings of flowers, 1800s, 1900s. There's so many beautiful designs that are off of Tumblr or aren't on Pinterest. And people are spending so much focus finding things that they think are unique, but in actuality, millions of people have the same thing as them. But they'll fight till the end of the day to get it exactly how they want it.
So maybe look, maybe look at classic fine motifs in our history as opposed to tattoos.
Yeah, if you want a rose tattoo, don't bring in a rose tattoo for reference. Bring in a rose that you like, that you want to see as a tattoo. Like that would make a lot of tattooers very happy to be like, here's a picture of a rose. I kind of want something like this. Not bring in a rose that was done 6 months ago by your favorite tattoo artist. That, like, I want this. Like, go to that person and get that.
Right.
Hey, Dan.
Yo.
Is the universe really a hologram?
No, it's real.
Damn, that fucking sucks, bro, because I was going to... I'm thinking about that all day today.
There's no escaping it. We actually are going to have to live this life.
Hey, Kiko, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yo, thanks, Kiko. It was Aiden. Yo, Aiden, what's up,
Unlock the swag.
Unlock it. Swag it. 420, blaze it.
Word up.
Was that
Young
it?
Coconut.
That's it, really?
Yeah, unlock the swag.
He's like, hold it. He's like, hold it. You just push me away.
Yeah, he's like, hold on. What's up? What's up? What's up? Unlock the swag. Beautiful.
Yeah, kids these days, man.
Well, listen, we're wrapping up.
Yo,
Daniel.
I was bumming some cigarettes from some college kids the other day. Yes. That shit was so fun.
Listen, haven't done that in a while.
Mondo, I was in Atlantic City this weekend.
How'd that go?
Oh, wow. How'd that go?
I quit cigarettes for like 2 years. I smoked half a pack.
Well, yeah.
Hey, but you sound like my friend because he only smokes cigarettes when he's in Atlantic City.
Inside,
that's so
too. It's so
weird.
Dope.
I have to say, when I was 16 years old, I was in Atlantic City like after like junior prom. And I like went up to, I was in a fucking place. And I went up and asked for like a rum and coke. And they fucking gave it to me. Like, they didn't even ask one fucking question.
Fuck.
I was 16 years old.
Do you gamble?
Yes, I love gambling.
Oh,
excellent.
So much fun.
Awesome.
Blackjack,
I was down like
slot machines.
I was down a good 600-700.
That's how it goes.
At the very last minute, though, I played Hero Game and came back like 5 on the tables.
Be careful there.
Out of there. It was a lot of fun.
Well, Daniel, is there anything... This is weird. Is there anything you feel like saying?
Just to, at all costs, be yourself. Because that other person already exists.
That's
the Rihanna
so...
tattoo is real hot right now, so get on that.
No, but you want to know something? Is like what he says is like very true to everyone out there, but it's also like very like a, this is like a curse word. It's like a, that's like a really tattooer thing to say.
Is it?
I believe so. But I
maybe
love that.
Maybe tattooers are open-minded then.
You got it. You got it.
That's good.
You want to know?
They're
that's
problem solvers.
Would you ever let Aaron tattoo you?
Oh, my God.
I have I have like 10 tattoos from people that haven't ever tattooed before, so I don't really put too much importance on
that answers
on that.
Listen, Daniel, we do drops. You know what that is?
I love drops.
Okay, finally. Someone who fucking knows what a drop is. All right, cool.
Gunwash.com.
Yeah, word. So do you want to do a drop? Say your name and do the drop. Be like, my name's, let's fucking do this.
Yeah, this is Daniel Albrigo. I'm on Gunwash.com.
Perfect. I think that was good.
That's great.
Am I too monotone tonight?
No, you're
it's
good.
Okay.
Do
another one.
Gunwash.com. This is Daniel Albrecht.
Could an app be the answer to a
an
better
app is
garden?
The fucking answer. All right. Well, listen. Hey, thank you. I'm really, really happy that you came through.
Thanks for having me. I had a blast.
Unbelievable. I'm glad you had fun. And we will be not here next week. No Gunwash, unfortunately. But that will be the a kickoff of the Heritage website, right? Next week?
Bonnie Plant.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That was a mistake. There's actually a party next Friday Thursday, the 14th. If you become a Kickstarter backer, then you're invited to this party.
Yeah, and I gave
Spliffington's going to DJ, and Armando's going to be there.
Armando's
making sandwiches. And
he's the guy. And listen, we will be back in Two Thursdays from now
with Kevin Seoff. Yeah, we got some more more synth electronic experimentation happening in the studio.
Excellent.
So that'll be exciting.
And excited we are for that. Well, thank you everyone in studio, and of course Daniel.
Greetings massive.
And good luck on your trip coming up. We wish you the best and hope to see you soon.
Gunwash is produced by Odetta Hartman.
It is. Shouts to Mother Brother.
And me.
Shout out to Mixtape Coffee that's always blessing me with coffee nowadays.
All right. And we'll see you soon. Gunwash, take it away.
Rest in peace, Josh.
Mushy, mushy.
Calling Mr. Weber. Please report to Zone A, Sector 9. Calling Mr. Weber. Please report to Zone A, Sector 9.
Biomedics report to rehabilitation sector level 84.
that you toss the way that you toss.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
This is Nick Mastodon, and I'm listening. That's it, donezo.
Boyfriend, 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 dirty to the dark side. Ah, we've conquered new evidence that there is life. My folk prognosis made my brains come close. 100% folk runs bloodstreams through your nose. I don't have to be Madonna to make your eyes freeze. Visines for eyes when you smoke the Thai weed. But this, you need a journalist, scientist. Keep your eye on this folk, cosmical, far from logical. I blow the spot up in any hood and boondocks. Make the bully of the block move and get new locks. The who kicks that phenomenal, astronomical. That's my 90, you feeling nauseous, that's my rhyming you. I swing folk like no chucks, my game's depth. That's cool when I blind fools like Kareem Abdul. Hot like what's the sire. Sometimes I get more higher than teach. My folk speech make words wear sun visors. I'm getting down with the folks in your chunks. There's wars in the house, but for all you punk.
Coming down the block, man, loud as me. You was coming down the block, man, loud as me. You was coming down the block, man, loud as me.
Three pilled up, motherfucker. That's why's in the house, but you suckers. Dark chumps, I blew the frame once, twice. I'm dumb, nice. I bring my worst lyrics to a gunfight. The top notch, now fuck that, that notch top. I'm off the meter, I make computers catch amnesia. I'm swiping their rolling blades on ice capades. I'm fearless like four, plus I'm cool like AIDS. My grandma, slam from here to York, Alabama. I never pull my pants up, I'm nutty like Flanders. My style get deaf like Roe or deaf like Jeff. Deaf like Jam or Squad or deaf like Nep. 1-2, big up to my niggas on 1-2s. That clock snaps and busts back in the boys and with weed for you. Who says I can't burn shit up just like Lisa Lopez? I caused the ruckus, my area is fucked up. You better off calling the Power Ranger, motherfucker. Cause Red Man will fall just like Saddam. When I'm loose, I'm worldwide like Triple Fat Goose.
Coming down the block, heavenly all. You was Red Man.